Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In Midrand, there is a stationary vehicle on the N1 South before the Buccleuch interchange, traffic moving quite slowly from New Road, and also on the N1 North in Midrand, some traffic delays between New Road and Samrand.
3 years after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the agricultural community in South Africa is looking forward to a time of peace, whenever that may come. SAI CEO François Rousseau says in the meantime, farmers and other role players are not sitting on their hands.
There are active strategies to try and open new markets with the Trump administration and what is going on there. We will have to find a number of alternate trading partners and new shelf space across the world.
These other partners may include BRICS countries like China and Russia. Meanwhile, Ukrainians in South Africa fear for the lives of their loved ones.
I come from the area. One part of it is occupied. The other part is being shelled daily. It's living in constant danger, fear, and it's horrible.
More on these and other stories at 7. Armande Beer from PhD Wealth in Pretoria has the latest business news on the international business front.
European markets wrapped up the day mostly in the red, but the German DAX closed 0.4% higher as traders reacted positively to the results of the German federal election. In corporate news, tech investor Prosus said Monday it plans to acquire Just Eat Takeaway in a deal valued at 4.1 billion euros.
So this announcement caused a surge of 53% in Just Eat's shares, but that of Prosus fell by 8.2%.
In the US, the S&P 500 is down 0.5% and the Nasdaq is trading 1.2% lower, with shares of major tech companies under pressure. On the positive side, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is rising 4.1% after the company reported a third straight all-time peak in full-year profits and lifted its cash stake up to $334.2 billion.
A dollar is trading at 18.34, a euro 19.21, and a pound sitting at 23.18. Gold is trading at $2,941.44 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil sitting at $74.63 per barrel. I'm Madeline Fischer. More news at 7.
We start off with the live cricket action at the moment that's happening. Bangladesh up against New Zealand. Well, Najmul Hussain Shanto, the captain of the Bangladeshi's, top scored with 77, but it took him 110 deliveries to get there as his team got to 236 for 9. Looks like New Zealand are getting there pretty easily. They're on 232 for 5 at the moment. So just another few runs to get for the New Zealanders. The men at the crease at the moment for New Zealand, it is Glenn Phillips and Michael Bracewell on 7 and 17, with Rachin Ravindra having already scored 100 for his side. The Proteas are preparing for their first major 2025 ICC Champions Trophy test, but there is doubt swirling over star batsman Hendrik Claassen. He's had a soft tissue elbow problem that's been frustrating the Titans batsman, and he also missed out on the Afghanistan game as a result, but fortunately the Proteas didn't need him too much there. And England are reportedly considering South Africa or Pakistan as potential opponents for a five-test series. And that's in 2028. The series will fall a year in between the hosting Australia and India in the test series. And this, of course, is outside of the test big three. No one has had a test series of more than three matches since England toured South Africa for a four-match series. And that was in 2019 and 2020. In some rugby news, forwards coach Rito Hlungwane expects props Neatling Fashir and Ali Vermaak to make a massive difference when the Stormers take on the Bulls. In the scrum on Saturday afternoon, Fashir and Vermaak were late injury withdrawals in the first North-South derby. And of course, this time around, they will be there. And veteran Springbok and Sharks prop Trevor Nyakane, well, he provided a bit of clarity on his recent injury and surgery. The two-time World Cup winner confirmed that he ruptures his Achilles tendon when the Sharks won over the Bulls. That was important.